there were progresses. One, both have fully agreed to resume their dialogue, and they have also made a progress by signing the cessation of hostility on January 4th. Also, there were steps taken also by way of releasing the detainees. Seven of them were released, and the issues of the others also will be expedited very soon. So I think they're on the right track now. So the substantive dialogue will be started on Monday.
The IGAD officials visited the two groups to try to monitor the ceasefire agreement. Were these issues of what they accomplished or what they were supposed to come up with discussed during these negotiations?
Well, basically what has happened was the monitoring team has been dispatched to South Sudan. At least they are establishing themselves on five areas where there will be an institution for monitoring the cessation of hostility, the ceasefire. There will be a monitoring and verification group on the ground. That is also a step. This is also to be strengthened. Actually, this is where we have seen a progress also.
Part of the agreement was that the political detainees should be released. Not all of them have been released. Will this issue be discussed?
Well, through the media, the issues of the ones who were not released is also under discussion. There is perhaps a mechanism by which that process also will be expedited, and hopefully their case also will be behind us very soon.
What about the issue of both sides accusing the other of undermining the cessation of hostilities agreement? Because basically the fighting continues in some areas in the country and both sides accuse the other of attacking the oppositions.
Well, both of them are saying they are observing the agreement of cessation of hostility. However, there are different positions as far as the two contending parties are concerned. When the opposition is talking about the difference within the EPLM, the government side is talking about the opposition staging coup d'etat. And these are the gaps. These are the differences, the major differences that are to be fixed during the substantive discussions. And that also will be taken up.
Now, I heard that those political detainees released will join the opposition side during the dialogue. Is this true?
Well, this is what the opposition side is talking about. They are saying they are their leaders, they are the ones that should negotiate, they are the ones that should also be in the part of their team. And this is what the opposition side was saying. And whether they'll be part of the opposition come to the negotiation table on the other side is something that we are going to see.
What do you think are the chances of peace during this resumption of the negotiations?
Well, I'm very much optimistic because at least both sides seem to see the need for peaceful settlement, for political dialogue, and both sides seem to be committed to it, despite the sporadic fighting here and there that you are talking about, which is, of course, the case on the ground. They're saying, well, this is because of the team leaders, military leaders, and leaders of the fighters, and at times also they talk about the lack of monitoring and the verification team, which will oversee the ceasefire. However, I'm very much optimistic because as long as there is a desire on both sides to negotiate peacefully and to land as political settlement, definitely there is a chance on there.